here we go.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
I'll be back.
You mustn't be afraid to dream a little bigger, darling.
I see dead people. My precious!
From the prime time, bitch!
E.T. Home phone.
Say hello to my little friend!
Bond. James Bond.
Here's Johnny.
What's it when the 15th level you're coming out?
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
It's alive.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Get away from her, you bitch.
But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
To infinity and beyond!
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
I am gonna kill Bill.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Houston, we have a problem.
Are you not entertained?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Be welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 108. I'm your spoiling host for the most phenomenal one.
This is Z.
And we're here to talk. I'm like that black chick in the movie or whatever. And you know, we're going to send a special shout out to that certain special someone out there. I like to call them the Warriors. We coming for you, baby. We're going to review you. We're going to do you. We're going to feel you.
That's the perfect radio host voice.
Well, you know, I've lurked in some bushes here and now and then, so you know, I know the preferences of a radio voice. It's pretty much a pedophile.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really good.
Black, you easily can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you know, hey, you know, I've tried, but you know, hey. That's just one of the one few perks of being phenomenal, I guess, you know?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I really like that with the DJ. I really did. I like that.
I'm not going to lie. I thought this movie was... some bullshit, but, you know...
That's one of the bright spots of the movie. I like the DJ.
That was useless and served no fucking purpose in this movie whatsoever. Okay, people, you really want to get into it? Alright, so, Warriors, man. I grew up the Warriors, watching the fuck out of this.
Mm-hmm.
This might be another one of those movies on Throwback Tuesday where I thought was better than what I expected. I watched this shit. This shit was weak.
When was the last time you
watched it? I'm talking miles weak.
This was the first time I watched this.
I'm talking like super weak. I'm talking like the acting is like two modes of acting. It's staring, running, and shouting.
Okay, I can see, yeah, I can see that.
Then you got Skank here playing the main villain at the end of the film. He's like, the Warriors did it. They did it, man. I just look at him like, oh, you're terrible, man. You're fucking terrible.
Wait, was that wasn't Skank, was it?
No, that was a fake-ass Skank, even though this movie did come out before a photo, so I guess.
Okay.
The guy that played Skank perfected it, I guess, but no, that dude was terrible. I'm sorry, his acting was just horrible.
The only name that I know of was Ajax. Was James Remar. It's the only one I recognize in this whole movie. Yeah. So.
Keep dropping out.
I Right. Yeah, James Remar was the only one I recognized from the movie. I don't know one other person in this movie.
Is that the black one?
No, he's the guy that... He was the one that tried to... No. He's the one that tried to have sex with the cop on the park bench.
Dude, I'm fucking with you. I know who the hell that is. Come on, man. Come on, man. Right.
This is the first time I've seen this movie. When was the last time you watched it?
About a week ago. And then I watched it 2 days ago for this. So yeah, that was about, yeah.
Really?
Oh, and then before that, it was about like 2 months ago. And then, you know, it was like, recent in my memory. Yeah, very recent in my memory. And, wow, it's not good at all, man. It's not good at all.
If you've obviously thought that...
It's terrible.
You obviously thought that beforehand.
Clearly.
So, why do you keep watching it?
Because I'm trying to remember why. That's why. I'm trying to say, there was something there. And then watch it again, like, no, it's nothing there at all, actually. I mean, you got Michael Beck, his whole... That motherfucker has one line of dialogue through every time he has a dialogue exchange, then he'll just stop and stare at you and shit. You got Mercy comes in, Deborah Van Valkenburg. She comes in, it serves no fucking purpose whatsoever. I don't even know why she's even in the movie, to be honest. You talk about this fucking DJ in school, and it's like, what the fucking point of that? How the fuck does this DJ know more information than anybody else?
I think she's part of the riffs.
How the fuck is she on the radio
then? I don't know. That's how they do shit.
You don't know. I like. Okay, so the cops are supposed to be after these people. They're like searching these gangs down. Hey, yeah, you got a bitch on the radio promoting gang activity, and nobody broke down her door yet. Mm.
There's a. Is this a cult movie?
Yes. It is. It was a huge hit too, critically and financially.
Yes, it was.
I know that for a fact. I think if I'm not mistaken, critically it was like 88 or 89% or some shit like that.
That's very, very
with 7 points with a 7.7, I believe, on IMDb.
Okay. That's very good.
I know my Warriors.
Nope, it's actually a video. Oh, I never played that.
Yeah, trust me, you ain't missing shit. Actually, the game is probably the game is okay. I'm not gonna show the game. It's all right.
It actually has a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
God damn, I was way off. 94%. Oh wow. Okay. I don't know because you know I'm looking at a plot synopsis right here. And it says, I'm laughing at this verse. It says, a charismatic leader. And man, it wasn't nothing charismatic about Beck at all. I mean, Michael Beck at all.
He just had the same emotional on his face the entire time.
Either you're going to get a brain or you're not. You were always with a stupid one. That's the level of acting in this movie. And he plays the character in here, Swan.
Swan.
The fuck kind of name is that for a gang leader? Swan. Sounds like the old Spice dude. Swan Dog.
Well, there's a lot of weird names like. Like Snow, Ajax, Cleon.
What's wrong with Snow? Wait, what's wrong with Snow? That's badass.
From what I read, his full name was Snowman.
Snow is like, you know, like he's like as white as the snow. That's like that's hardcore.
Watch it be the black guy.
You shut your mouth now.
I'm not gonna lie, that one.
Oh, man. Go ahead.
The one black guy that had all that stuff on him, he was kind of funny.
The fake ass Jamaican.
Yeah, that guy was kind of funny. When they were with the what are they called, the Lizzies? Yes, Lizzies. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the Lizzies.
Yeah, that guy was cool.
Come on, Z, get up on your warrior gang names. Gotta know your warrior gang names. Shit, come on.
Oh, we're gonna get to them soon. The baseball team. Oh, God. The baseball team.
Just give a fucking plot synopsis, man. Goddamn.
Warriors, directed by Walter Hill. Starring Michael Beck, James Remar, Dorsey Wright. Budget $4 million, box office $22.5 million. And the Riffs, which is the biggest gang in New York, try to make a truce with all the gangs. He gets shot. Cyrus gets the leader, gets shot, and the warrior gets blamed, and then all the Riffs try to get all the gangs to get killed or bring them to them, while the warriors are running from the cops and other gangs trying to get to Coney Island. So it's very simple adventure plot, if you want to call it that.
It's an adventure. Okay.
If you want to call it that.
Okay. You know what I call it?
Boring.
No, I call it bullshit. That's what I call it. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. 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 I don't know what kind of nostalgia I had going on this movie or whatever, but rewatching this movie is some bullshit. Bullshit. And then that ending, oh my god, oh. Motherfuckers walk off into the sunset on the beach, and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude? These are the softest fucking gangs I have ever seen.
And
I think there was the most I enjoyed out of here, just the fight scenes.
The bathroom one was probably the best.
I was gonna say the bathroom one. Everything else was so 80s ballet style fight scenes. It was just like, ugh.
Yeah.
How could you shoot someone in a closed room and miss with the Lizzies when they were shooting? They missed everyone.
Yeah, seven girls shooting on three guys, and they had to break down a door. I thought the same thing.
Even the gang leader at the end of the movie, when he fired that shot off, Beck was still standing in front of him.
Yeah.
Little rubber bullets.
Maybe they could have.
My mother threw a knife at him too.
Yeah, and one thing they're running for their lives, right? They don't know why. They didn't know why until the Lizzies showed up.
Yep.
And they still want to have sex. I understand. But your life's at stake.
Now, Z, I was with you at first, Z, but now you didn't put me in P1 territory. I got to defend it now. Okay.
I know.
Hey, what do you mean just sex? Okay. What do you mean?
Okay. Ajax. Tries to rape that girl on the park bench. He says he wants exercise.
That's the best part.
He says he wants exercise.
It looks so fucking corny though, because when she handcuffed him and he's just like, "I'm gonna get you." I was like, "Man." Oh man, the acting is so 80s corny and style. It's like, oh god.
Very.
It was hard to swallow a lot of shit.
Very 80s corny. Not talking a little bit, talking a lot.
I mean, their facial reactions, the tone of the dialogue, the way they say it. I mean, first of all, the dialogue's not written that well anyway. Some of the shit they say in here, you just like, even at the, I think it was at the beginning of the movie. Yeah, I think it is. When one of the characters, not one of the warriors, but another character said, "Magic. A whole lot of magic." I was like, what the fuck?
I think...
It was, what's his name? Cyrus that said that.
I think the best line in the whole movie is the warriors come out and play.
Oh,
That was without a doubt the best line in the movie, which was an improv line.
I didn't hear a fucking word you just said. You broke up, jackass. What'd you say?
I said the best line in the movie was the Warriors come out and play.
Man, that was delivered terrible.
But that wasn't even in the script. That was improv.
I don't give a fuck if it was in the script. I don't give a fuck if it was in the script, whatever. That nigga who delivered it can't act. I'm sorry.
Can anyone act in this?
Why you just didn't get out the car and shoot them?
Yeah.
Why you just didn't get out the car and shoot them right there?
That's would have made a lot.
Why didn't you just run them over when they were walking in front of them? Why you just didn't run them over? I mean, what the fuck? What was this?
And these gangs didn't have guns?
No, they had guns. They just didn't use them. Clearly, you saw them. You saw the Lizzie use them. You saw the one that Mr. Warrior come out and play. You saw him pull his out. Apparently, it doesn't work because Michael Beck is invincible. Because he shot him and he was still able to throw a knife and... No fucking... How the fuck do you fire a gun off that close and miss eight motherfuckers standing in front of you?
It's the stormtrooper effect.
The other warriors of Mercy didn't even blink when they saw that gunshot go. They didn't even fucking flinch or nothing.
No. I thought that was... There's a lot. I mean, a lot to... That was so corny. But the Lizzie's shooting the gun so close. And I want to say they're about 5-10 feet from them. And missing. I was like, yeah, okay, it's getting bullshit.
Okay, no. What? The dude at the end was closer. He was right in front of him.
Yeah, he was like, what? 4 steps away from him? Yeah.
Fuck yeah, right in front of him. No dodging that shit. Lizzie's, at least I can say they were distance away. Fucking, this dude's right in front of him.
Yeah.
Dude threw a fucking knife at his hand, dude, and he overreacted like a motherfucker. Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't been cut with a knife before. Okay, I ain't never been stabbed with it, but I've been cut with one of those knives before, and I ain't never had the reaction that motherfucker had.
Yeah, I really thought that was weak, too. Really weak, too.
And the way he was like, oh! It looks so fake, too, because the way they edited it when he threw the knife and shit.
Yeah.
You didn't see the knife flying. It's just the very next cut was, it was already stuck in his hand.
One thing I did notice,
I like the Warriors line, but I wish it would have been delivered better.
It was it supposed to be creepy?
Personally, I just think that was the wrong scene to have that line in.
The wrong character, too?
I don't give a fuck about the character. More so the scene. It made no fucking sense in this scene. It should have been when they were on the run and people were chasing them. They should have been saying that.
Yeah. Maybe from...
They're talking about come out and play. They're standing right there looking at you.
Wait, oh, now bringing it up. How close was that car from them? Why didn't they just run them over?
Man, they were so fucking close. That's what I said.
I think
that line should have been used earlier in the fucking film, and yet it wasn't. And when it was used, it's in a scene where not only they're not on the run, but they're like literally 10 feet away from this fucking car, and they're standing there watching the car, and it's like... Why would you even use that line right here?
Mm-hmm. You obviously see him. You see Swan standing there. Just pull out a gun and shoot him.
Yeah, so why would you yell, come out and play?
Yeah, I thought that was... It's a lot of awkwardness in this movie. A lot. Like, you said it best. Mercy showing up. I honestly have no idea why she showed up. She literally added nothing to the movie.
Especially when they were in the subway and she was making out with Swan.
Yes. And then he stopped and he goes, come on. And she kept begging him to do it. You always think there's like something there. Like she was going to turn on him or something.
Why not just hide in the subway? Kind of looks safe in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
And then she's got her, like, you know, her horror methods. It's just like, you know, you want it, take it. He's just like, you're not my type. It's like, what? Dude, you're a gang leader. Well, you don't have no type, man. Come on. Which, by the way, did you notice that she looked like Michelle Rodriguez?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God, dude. I was just, like, staring at her. She looks just like Michelle Rodriguez. I don't even think this girl is Spanish, neither.
No, I didn't think so, either. I didn't think so.
I don't know. Like, it comes out of nowhere, too, because, like, you know, they run into the other gang, the orphanage. And, obviously, they're a group of gangs from orphans and stuff like that. She just comes out of nowhere. She's talking her shit. And then next you know, she's just, like, peeking around corners and tags along for the adventure and shit. And he's just like, I seriously don't see why she is here at all. She serves no purpose at all in this film.
Mm-hmm.
She even says a line is like, I'm going to help you get back to the train station. I was like, bitch, I think he can find his way to the train station now. Come on now.
Yeah. It's like she was instigating the fight with the orphans and the warriors, but then that just gets dropped.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. Yeah.
No, I didn't get dropped, Z. They walked off on the sunset of a beach and lived happily ever after, I guess.
I loved it.
What about warriors that got ran over by a train?
Oh, that came out and that was so edited horribly. I was laughing at that because one clip they're about to fall off the platform.
Yeah, well, that's funny as shit.
Yeah, I don't even know. I honestly don't know who that was. I don't.
The problem with that scene though is that they didn't give a fuck about. Hey, where's this guy at? You know, I ain't gonna lie, I don't know who the fuck that was. Neither, to be honest. I mean, he just looked like a black dude with an afro and shit to me. So. But the other warrior members didn't seem to care that they were missing a member.
Nope, just Ajax. And they go, are you sure the cops got him? They go, the cops got him good. I'm like, what's that mean? The cops got him good.
And even the thing about Ajax, though, like Ajax, I wouldn't give a shit about, obviously, because Ajax was trouble of the group or whatever. But the dude they got run over by the train?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one mentioned him.
Shit about, oh, we brothers and shit, like,
yeah, no one mentioned him. I was waiting for it, too. So I'm like, eh, he must not be important in the gang. He must be like a new member or something.
Must have been P1 or something, I guess.
Shut up.
By the way, is the whole city of New York just ran by thousands of gang members? Did you see that gang group they had?
Yeah, I thought so, too. And the cops showed up fast.
This was like Mad Max and Urban Suburbian or something like that. I mean, shit, dude. Did you see all these fucking gang members and sirens bringing them all together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I thought the same thing.
When he said how many thousands of gang members there were, I was like, ain't no fucking way. It can't be that goddamn many. Come on now.
I thought the same thing, and I'm like, wow, I'm like, and I don't think I saw any normal people. It's gangs or cops. That's all I saw.
What are you talking about? What about the guy with the face paint, the baseball bat? They were normal.
Okay. Which was the...
Was it normal?
No, that's not normal. That's
what
not...
What about the dude on rollerblades? That wasn't normal?
No, no, not in the least.
I love it because he's skating and following him, and then that motherfucker, he just like poses and watches Michael Beck's character. He just stands there. I'm like, man, y'all like a lot of posing in here and shit.
Oh, those other gangs. Those other gangs.
And then they just let him walk to the bathroom.
I know. These gangs absolutely suck. I'm not going to lie.
These gangs are stupid. Why would you let the gang you're trying to beat up or take in go into the bathroom? That means they have the advantage because they have the element of surprising you guys.
Exactly. Exactly. You had.
They found out they did, actually.
I guess this is what gangs did back in the day.
Man, and damn. Just. Wow, alright then. You know, hey, our parents always said or whatever, oh, you young punks are always quick to use a gun. We used to use our fists back then. Hey, I guess they wasn't lying then, huh?
No. No, I thought the same thing. I'm like, okay, you guys have guns. We've seen you have carry guns. Use the guns. Obviously, these...
Shit, they got Molotov cocktails.
Yeah. That kid, where'd he pull that out of?
I thought that black dude was a voodoo dude. I ain't gonna lie, when he pulled that shit out. I said, what mystical, magical Negro is that motherfucker supposed to be? That motherfucker pulled that bottle out. And did you see how, okay, I'm gonna tell you this right now, people. There's no way in hell that car would blow up the way it did from a Molotov cocktail.
No, and I think they were more amazed. And the orphans, I know they say they're like the minor league gang and stuff. And they were about 15, 20 feet from the car. And that's still enough room to run and get. It was like 30. It was like 30 on six, or was it? Wasn't it? It was a huge number.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Look, let me ask you this: why did they throw the Molotov cocktail at the car? Why did they just throw it at them?
Yeah, I thought that too.
Because like when they show you a shot of when he throws it, and you can see the orphanage gang on one side, and the car is like all the way over here, and you just like. Really? The orphanage got afraid of that? I mean, that car was nowhere near them. these dudes, the Warriors, they ran, got on the train, just like, yeah, man, they can't fuck with us. We knew they were punks or whatever. I'm just looking at them like, really? Okay. All right. Yeah. All right, Warriors. All right. Calm down now. You threw a Molotov cocktail at a car, and you scared the orphanage. Now you think you're badasses. Okay. I love it because at the end, Michael Beck's like, you guys are all good. You know that, right? He's just like, we're the best.
And I wanted to hear the, you're the best.
That's how Michael Beck talks in this film. He's just like, we're the best.
Yo, his line delivery was terrible. It was...
Michael Beck. I thought his line delivery was the funniest, so I don't know. Before he would say something, they always showed his facial reaction to something, and he just had like the pouty duck lips.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just like stare at you. And he'd finally just say one line or whatever, and he'd just be like, "What?"
Oh yeah.
Like, we got more important things to do right now, whatever. He's like, "Who died and fucking made you leader?" He's just like, "I'm a leader right now. We're gonna stay together. We gotta make it to Union Station. More important thing. You're not my type."
He said that with that accent too.
Yeah, I don't know what accent it was, but yeah, it was. I guess it was supposed to be like a laid back 80s style coolness for New York or whatever. But which I thought it did sound cool, but you know, shit, brother, you need to give me something else, and you just staring and looking confused before you say one line. He had a cool voice, though. I'll give him that.
He did. It's just. Oh, show a little emotion. Show a little emotion.
You didn't see the emotion on his face when he pushed that hooker or that whore off of him? A lot of emotion.
Yeah.
I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not into your type. You girls are all the same.
You know, I would have been surprised if... I was kind of like saying, okay, if some of the Warriors going to die throughout this journey, but... When the first guy got pushed off the train, I'm like, would it even matter? You know what I mean?
Hey, Z, you don't know if he died. They didn't show it.
No, you're right. You're right.
Nah, his ass did, Z. That train ran his ass over. I mean, that train was really close, so it no way in hell he got away from that. his ass died.
And the cop would have been to blame, too, if that was happened now.
We mean to blame shit. Yeah, it was his fault shit. He straight up Ryu rolled his ass into the fucking train.
That scene came out of nowhere, too. Literally came out of nowhere.
These cops came out of nowhere. What are you talking about?
At the gang thing, how fast did they get there after that shot hit?
Okay, all of them should have been captured. There were so many gangs there. Like, first of all, what genius came up with the idea of having all the gangs in all the New York borough cities or whatever come to one area?
Cyrus? Can you dig it?
What a dumbass.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? I thought it was Booker T.
That's where he got it.
Oh, so when they remake this, they're going to get Booker T to play Cyrus?
Sure. They are supposed to remake this, aren't they?
Well, shit, they've been talking about that for years. I mean, they've been talking about that for years. They probably found out, wow, this is hard, actually, because that movie wasn't that great, actually. I'm sorry. I mean, it has some fun elements to it, but as a movie as a whole, you kind of sit there and go, like, what's the fucking point of this? And then when you realize that, like, oh, it's, you know, this one badass gang escaping all the other gangs because of an incident that they didn't occur. But you never really see the Warriors do anything that makes them badasses.
Yeah. And wouldn't you think they would have a little more muscle? They just look like average guys. Did you notice that?
Shit, all of them did, though.
Yeah.
None of them was big. I don't think that at all, no.
There's
a lot of fucking... Shit, look at gangs today. I
have
one of fat, so shit.
The Orphans had a lot of fat guys on their squad. I noticed that one.
I actually appreciate that. There was actually regular-sized, normal guys, whatever shit. Supposed to be kids. Especially that one black one that wasn't going along with the girl gang group and shit like that. That dude looked like he was 16.
He did. I thought so, too.
He's like, man, I don't think we should be here. He was the only one that seemed concerned about the other Warrior members.
He was the heart of the group. Because was Ajax... Because every gang usually has, like, a psycho. Was he the psycho of the Warriors? Ajax?
Well, he did try to rape someone, so yeah. Yeah, I think so.
He goes, I need to get some exercise.
The black guy was the leader. Remember when they said, the Warriors shot Cyrus, and he started kung-fuing everybody in that crowd?
Yeah, what happened to him? Did he die?
I don't know. You just see a group of people surround him and just start beating him, I guess. I don't know if he died or not. And mind you, I love how when they shot Cyrus, nobody saw that gunfire. That loud-ass gun. Them old-school loud guns. Nobody saw that.
Nobody saw it.
The Warriors was nowhere near this dude. And yet, it was the Warriors that did it. They automatically believed that.
Yeah. Yeah, until that one guy that saw it happen ratted the the Rogues?
Took him that long?
Yeah.
Took him that long to rat them out, huh?
Took him that long.
Well, another thing too, like the beginning of the movie when you see the intro and the Warriors getting on the train and stuff like that, they're narrating, talking about like the Warriors, one of the baddest gangs ever, and you know, they gotta go through this many cities to get to this where they're gonna see multiple gangs that probably don't like them and stuff like that. Did you get that at all?
No. No, I didn't.
They all look like they got along with me, right?
It seemed like they said they were trying to make a truce with everyone.
Yeah.
But it looked like there was
no... They wanted to take over the cities and stop the cops and shit.
It looked like there was no hatred.
I know. Everybody looked like they were united.
And I'm like, yeah, I knew.
And then you got one gang member ratting out on another gang member. So I'm just like, I don't see what the appeal is here. And then you got the Black Panther gang movement at the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm. That game was huge. How did they get there when nobody saw them?
Thank you. I was about to say, how the fuck did they get there now?
How? That, I swear to God, that had to have been about 200 people.
And they were just watching when that shit happened. And nobody noticed that big, all those dark people standing there. Come on.
At Coney Island at, like, say, 7 in the morning.
Yeah, just about sunset was rising. Yes, Coney Island, 7 a.m. Like you said, 200 black people standing right next to you and wearing all black. And you didn't see that on the side of your right-hand peripheral vision? Come on now.
And this was in the 70s where black people stood out more. And nobody saw them.
I'm surprised black people were leaders of the gangs.
Yeah, me too.
Apparently, they were like the head honchos.
I thought the same thing too. But
that's shocking, actually. I can tell you right now, I don't think movies today would do that.
Mm-mm. No. Was there?
Well, they probably would, man.
Was there?
Because black people are all gang members of people, so but they probably would.
With Cyrus, was there an end game for shooting what's his name? Luther, the leader of the Rogues. Was there an end game of why he shot Cyrus? He never said why they put... What's that?
He just said because he can't.
You broke up. I didn't hear you.
He just said because he can.
Because he can? That's not a...
Yeah.
That's not a reason. There's no reason to that.
No, it's not. I mean, I would have presumed that. I wish it would have been like, hey, you killed Cyrus. That means you're the top honcho now. But no, not even to list that. I mean, the only thing I could think of is he was just trying to get people out on the Warriors because they were the rival gang. But that's an extreme length to go, killing Cyrus. Because, you know, if you would have got caught for that, man, that would have been your ass in.
Mm-hmm.
I love how they said there was supposed to be no weapons brought to this, too.
Oh, and they just well, what are they going to do, search every person? There's like 1,000 people there.
That's what I was going to say. Like, cause when Cyrus got shot, everyone kept yelling, no, I thought we said no weapons, whatever. It's just like, this is a 1,000 full of gang members. First of all, I doubt they would listen to you, number one. And number two, did you search them all? I mean, what was this?
Yeah, and no other gang member saw him shoot him.
No.
Because all the...
I will say this movie has a cool soundtrack.
Oh, it did.
That's probably one of the better things of the film. That a badass soundtrack.
Now, you said you watched it a lot. You grew up on this movie, right?
Very much, yeah.
Did you like it then? Did you like it then?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, that's another throwback.
It's not even now that even watching right now. I don't hate the fucking film. It's just not a good film.
No.
There's no point. It really is. It's a thin line plot. Characters just thin, and some of them don't even have anything to do. They just show up. Man, I don't know why some of them show up. Like Mercy. I don't know why she's there. The reasoning. The way it ends, I mean, the cheesiness of it, I mean, you know, Jesus Christ, man, it's just not a good movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was like literally no character development.
Yeah, and personally, I don't really need that for this kind of movie, but you open up the movie telling me how badass the Warriors are and stuff like that, and you don't really show nothing like that. I mean, they got a fucking kid in their game.
Yeah, I agree with you. And what was with the comic book opening?
Oh, that.
Now that just you would think, oh, okay, is this gonna be like kind of like a comic? But no, it's not. It's kind of like it was kind of like a Star Wars movie.
They made comedies based off.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah, there's been a lot expectations of the Warriors, trust me.
Well, it's a cult movie.
The only thing that I was only thing that this movie was missing is I was waiting for them to break out in song and dance and started singing the West Side Story.
With the what was that baseball group? What's the baseball group's name?
Shit, I was gonna say with John Travolta in Grease, but you know.
Oh, the T-Birds come in.
Yeah, shit, T-Birds are here. They're coming out to play. I remember back in the day. This is probably like mid-2000s. I remember talking about how emotionally, how much emotion this film had, stuff like that. I'm just like, watching now, I'm like, it has no fucking emotion in here whatsoever.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Hey, come on, what emotion is there in this fucking movie? Come on, man. Like, I don't think anyone can fucking argue that point that this movie is emotional. There's no fucking emotion in it. No.
No, it's I don't want to say lazy. I don't want to say lazy.
No. I think it's
I don't want to say it was no. I don't want to say the emotion was paid attention would pay it was a main focus of the movie. Like it should have been.
No,
like,
I think it's, you notice how they were paying subway tokens to get on these buses and stuff too?
Yeah, no gang would do that.
Okay, thank you. You remember the one dude standing there? He had a bunch of tokens, whatever. He just stood there paying for everybody.
Yeah, I'm like, I knew.
And then, like the very next scene, they started getting in people's faces, trying to scare them and shit. I was just like, y'all just paid y'all way to get on here. What the fuck?
And this is all the Warriors had, about 8 members. That's, and the whole group was 8 members.
Nine.
Cleon.
Yeah, only supposed to show up with 9 members to this thing.
Okay. So what
it came down to only 6 left, because we saw one guy, obviously the black guy, he showed his kung fu skills when they blamed it on the Warriors, and one guy ran over by the train, and Ajax got taken by the cops.
So the other Warriors.
What kind of setup was that, by the
way? What's that?
What kind of setup was that, by the way, too? Chick standing on a bench pretending to be a citizen and really is a cop. If all these cops were in the woods and stuff like that, how come they didn't see this big ass battle go down with these dudes in baseball bats?
You're right. Because they're everywhere. The cops were everywhere. They showed up at every single turn.
Did you notice it looked like the same white guy, too, that was a cop?
Yeah.
They fucking cloned him or something like that.
That's racist.
He had the same body build, same look and everything. I was like, damn, that must be a really... he must have been that dude that attacked that black girl at that pool party recently, the one that did that roll and flip and shit. Like that, whatever. I think it was him. Same cop.
Oh, that's racist.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck the police. This movie, it does have a massive cult following, and I would say it probably inspired a sense of youthful rebellion for a generation, but man, I'm going to sit up here and tell you that this movie is disappointing. Personally, I don't know how it could inspire anyone. It's just like, they don't really do shit that make them rebels. I mean, if anything, they're the tamest fucking gang you could ever see.
Yeah, they are. I think all the gangs are tamest.
Yeah, they're tame. I mean, shit. I think Tupac and Juice was fucking less tame than these motherfuckers.
Tupac and Juice.
I would say, you know what? I would say, I even think Big Worm from Rock Friday is more of a threat than all these gang members.
Just by himself, yeah. Yeah.
Shit, I mean, he had those 3 dudes roll up on Smokey and Craig at night, so, you know, shit.
Oh.
I don't think the movie is violent like one says, it's not kinetic, it's not dark, nor emotionally moving. Personally, to me, it's just bland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why...
when you sit in for 90 minutes watching this shit.
Yeah, that's why... If I have to give a rating, I'm not gonna give a fuck it. I'm just gonna give a very low stream it. It's because it's somewhat entertaining. It has major issues. Major issues, dialogue, characters, stuff like that. The bathroom fight scene, I think, is probably why it's getting a low stream it. Because that was actually kind of cool. But other than that, this movie's forgettable. It really is.
Warriors, come on, play.
Could you imagine if Skank?
That line has been sampled through a lot of shit throughout the years.
Could you imagine if Skank did honestly, that in The Crow?
Probably, he would have did it better.
He would have.
I don't understand a word he said, but he would have did it better.
He would have.
I mean, you got Skank's daddy in his, you know, so, damn, your fucking dialogue is terrible in here, or whatever shit. Your fucking audio is terrible. You can fucking audio. Anyway, this is barely getting a low streaming. I mean, it's not going to get a fucking, that once again, I hate the movie. It's just, it's not a good fucking film at all. Like I said, there's no, I like the slick comic book effects the movie has, but the movie, not violent, it's not dark, it's not even fucking emotionally moving. And when you have to sit through 90 minutes of watching some skinny teenagers pretend to be tough guys and stand around subway stations, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't feeling it as much as I thought I would be. But a personal problem, too, is you don't get to see why the Warriors are the Warriors. I mean, you don't see why people know their name around town.
Nope.
Throughout the other boroughs and stuff like that. What makes it look deadly or whatever. These motherfuckers even tag the tombstone, just like, make sure you tag it. I'm just like,
why?
Man, you know, if this was gang back in the 70s and 80s, then damn, man, y'all had it easy back then, you know?
And was this all New York? This was all New York gangs.
Yeah.
There's a gang in, like, every borough?
Yeah. Hmm. You must have missed that. Were you not paying attention?
No, I was bringing that up too. Like all those a thousand people at this meeting. There's not that many boroughs. There's not 1,000 boroughs.
There's 5 though.
Mhm.
You know how big these boroughs are?
Huge. They're pretty huge.
Anyway, people, that's why people from Ohio shouldn't talk about things from New York and L.A. because they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. But anyway, like I was saying, this motherfucker interrupted me for this shit. Okay, like I was saying, I don't think there's no charisma here. Mercy, she just got tacked on for, I gotta say, no reason why. I mean, there's not even a love interest here, so it's like, if you would even push that, then maybe it would have been something here, but I don't know what you call their relationship with her and Swan. I mean, that was just... I mean, do they even like each other or whatever?
They didn't have chemistry.
Middle of the road, low streaming. Motherfucker, one more goddamn time to tell me some useless shit. I swear to God, I'm going to chop your balls off, dude.
Well, I'm saying, they had no chemistry either.
Shit, you can get as much chemistry as you can from a 70s movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. Man, I can't get over this ending shot here. These motherfuckers walking away on the beach, man. What kind of shit was this? Look at this shit, man. I'm gonna send you this photo right now. This shit is just awkward right here. Supposed to be like this tough gang or something like that. These motherfuckers. God damn, dude. How embarrassing. Oh, man. The funny thing is, you can't say, oh, he's a white gang, whatever, because these are mixed race gangs in these fucking. This fucking
I'm laughing now.
This photo is
That is the end shot.
You see this shit?
Yep.
Yeah. You see the one dude that looked like Donald Glover?
Yes.
I mean, you see the gay cowboy to the left?
With his chest hair? Wait, is that his chest hair?
You see, see Michael Beck, I don't know what the fuck he look. He look into the sunlight or something like that.
Yeah.
You got Bakeem Woodbine standing next to Don Glover.
That's where he's from.
And then you just got some random Mexican at the end. They just like, hey, homes, what movie is this?
Oh.
I'm lost for word right now with this photo, and Mercy, she just looks like, what am I doing here still?
Oh, this movie.
Man, this is terrible. I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, questions. God damn, dude. You sure did take my love away from me. Thanks a lot, Z.
You picked the...
Hey, don't blame this on me, Z. Take responsibility.
Alright.
Start taking responsibility for your action, man. Okay?
Alright.
Alright, man, let's get into some questions now. You pissing me off now with your film choice here, but that's okay. So, first one we got is from Alex. He says, what is your favorite Denzel Washington role and your favorite Denzel Washington film?
Well, shit.
Oh, shit. I never saw that. What was that about?
No, I'm thinking. I liked him in Man of Fire.
Okay.
I liked his character in Man of Fire, but I think... And Training Day was his best character. His best film, I gotta say, was Glory.
He didn't say best, he said what's your favorite.
Oh, favorite character from Training Day, my favorite movie with him was Equalizer.
My favorite character is, I think I might go with his character from Flight.
He
just did not give a fuck. And
then he didn't.
I love the ending shot of him where he just like. I love the ending shot of him where he's just like, shit, I'm drunk right now. And I'm high. I did a lot of coke before I came up in here. I said, God damn shit. My favorite movie with him, though. My favorite movie would probably be Malcolm X. Probably. Yeah, I'm gonna go Flight, favorite character, and Malcolm X, favorite movie of his.
I like him in Flight too.
Man,
he didn't give a fuck. He literally did not give a fuck.
He's so charming, and he's just like, yeah. I mean, because he's playing the bad guy in that film, and like he's supposed to be like disliking him, but you just like. God, he's just so good at doing it. You know, like, you want to root for him to get better and stuff like that. I mean, that's a hard character to pull off, too.
He did great, though.
Melissa McCarthy tries to do that in every film, and it fails flat on her ass all the time. She plays those characters that you're not supposed to like, but she does it so well that, you know, you end up liking her anyway and rooting for her. She does the complete opposite. She plays characters you don't... fucking like, and you still fucking don't like her. Even when she redeems herself, you're like, no, she's still a bitch.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say. My man Johnny, he said, Z, what did you think of Suicide Squad and Dawn of Justice trailers? Which one do you think was the better trailer?
Suicide Squad was the better trailer. I liked it. I actually want to see it. There's still a little. There's still why?
Yeah, why?
It's a lot of questions. I mean, I'm watching it, like, is Joker the main bad guy? Like, no he's not?
No.
Is Waller?
No.
Okay. So, there's still a lot of questions. I mean, we're still over a year away from it being released, which I think is stupid for showing such a... Even if it's shown at Comic-Con, you're still a year away.
Yeah, they do that with everything, though. They always show something a year away, so... If you know the comics or whatever, you know how this ends up.
Okay. But I really did enjoy it. I really did enjoy it. I'll probably forget it soon. but Dawn of Justice, I absolutely did not like it. Jesse Eisenberg was terrible. I think we said it like the red capes are coming. I thought that you said it was stupid, and I watched it again. I'm like, that is just pointless. That's not Lex Luthor.
The red capes are coming.
Yeah, that's not Lex Luthor. Obviously, they're going to shoehorn Aquaman and Wonder Woman in this fucking thing. And I got no excitement because I know Zack Snyder's going to fuck it up.
Is that your main reason?
Yeah.
Okay, well, personally, I think that Suicide Squad trailer looked like shit. I don't care what nobody says. That shit looks like shit. That looks like some cartoonish bullshit. And Will Smith, my God, man, his line delivery is fucking terrible in that film. Let's go save the Earth or whatever. I was like, really, Will? Really? You gonna really fucking repeat lines from previous? Okay. And then you do it in such the blandest way possible, whatever. And then you got this crappy ass music playing in the background, whatever. Personally, the best thing of that trailer was just the Joker. That's it. Everything else in that movie, I thought it looked like shit. Looked cartoonish as fuck. Courtney still got that stupid look on his face like he always does. I mean, Jesus Christ, man, do you make any other facial reactions whatsoever than those stupid pouting your lips out with your mouth halfway open and shit look? Harley Quinn, I don't even know why the fuck they call her Harley Quinn. She doesn't look shit like Harley Quinn. She doesn't have a voice.
No.
What was the fucking point of calling her that, whatever? I was waiting for her to hear a Mr. J or something like that. Or she's using her normal fucking voice. So it was like, oh, okay, well then, she's not dressed like Harley Quinn. She's got a totally new outfit design or whatever. And she doesn't sound like her. So yeah. What in the fuck was the point of calling her Harley Quinn then? What was the point of throwing her in here at all? Everyone keeps talking about Killer Croc. Why the fuck is he wearing a hoodie? El Diablo is in the most stereotypical scene ever. You got a Spanish dude with a fucking Santa Maria candle in a dark room or whatever. I was like, wow.
And why was... Does he wear a varsity jacket? Was he wearing like a high school varsity jacket?
Motherfucker was wearing a white beater, some Dickies, and Cortezes.
Can't get any more stereotypical than that.
What fucking part of Compton did he come from? Mm. Why is that nigga dressed like that?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, that trailer looked like some dog shit. I don't care. Nobody. It's like, everybody losing their mind. Oh, it was so good. It was so good. Guess what? That trailer didn't show you a goddamn thing, seriously.
No.
It showed nothing. Personally, I think the Batman vs. Superman one looked better. But that Jesse Eisenberg shit, that ruined the trailer. I don't know.
And are we
that part where he was rubbing his hand around Superman and talking about angels and demons and shit? I was just like, this is the most awkward shit of this whole fucking trailer. Him. Yeah. And it was Cage called back, and he wants his toupee back.
And are they going back to like Man of Steel where they destroyed the buildings? Is that why Bruce Wayne wants him dead?
I guess, yeah.
Because I saw the Jason Todd thing.
Yes. That's going to be awesome if they do it right.
And obviously Joker, because I saw a thing that's about jokes on you, Batman.
Yeah, that was on the Robin suit.
So, are they going back to Man of Steel, where when they fought Zod and they destroyed buildings? Is that why?
They might show up. I guess they're showing a clip of it when Bruce, because they destroyed Wayne Industries or one of the buildings of Wayne Industries. And I guess people, when they're Bruce was like friends and probably close with in that building and stuff. So they're going to show stuff like that. And then, you know, Bruce is going to be wanting to probably get back into the bat suit. And then he's going to probably start remembering what the Joker did to Jason Todd, how he said he quit being Batman and stuff. But that the whole Superman shoot is just like pushing him to get up in that suit again. I'm even hearing some talks that Doomsday is going to be in there. I love that shot of Batman using the grappling hook. That looked badass.
Yeah, and can we seriously stop?
Probably got a fast Batman.
Can we stop with the Batman parents dying? We've seen it in every fucking movie.
Yeah, I'm 50-50 on that. I don't want to see it again, but I feel like in this movie, for the tone that it's going for, I think that it's necessary to show in some parts because this is supposed to be based off the Frank Miller graphic novel, The Dark Knight Returns.
Okay.
And we all know Bruce is pretty much retired as Batman. I think that these elements of throwing him remembering Jason Todd, what the Joker did to him, and what Superman's doing and the death of his family, I think that's all part of his psyche of him either getting back into being Batman and why he did what he did in the first place. So
okay.
I am sick of it, don't get me wrong, but I think for this story, it probably is the best element to throw that in. I think it's just going to be a quick flashback, but but I think it can be good. Now, you summed up the problem pretty fucking well, actually, by just saying Zack Snyder's doing it.
Yeah.
Zack Snyder is, okay, if Christopher Nolan and Michael Bay had a baby, it was Zack Snyder. He tries to make his movies look like Christopher Nolan, but they end up being Michael Bay films.
Yeah. And did you get the thing seeing Alfred, Jeremy Irons?
Oh, I thought that was Robert Downey Jr.
Did you be like, Jeremy Irons only looks like 5 years older than fucking Bruce Wayne? Did you get that at all?
I was too busy noticing he looked like Robert Downey Jr. too much, so I didn't pay attention to that. I'll watch it again and I'll see it. I do like Jeremy Irons as Alfred, though.
I do, too. He's got the...
I like Jeremy Irons, so...
He's got that soothing voice, but he also he has that temper... that temper voice, too.
You got that movie I saw that actually, like, Beautiful Creatures he was in. He was fucking fantastic in that film, dude. He had that southern accent going for him, whatever. He's just like, Elena, why don't you go fetch us some tea while I run my fingers across the ivories right about now. When I saw that and they said he was Alfred, I was like, I can see it. I said, it's perfect.
But Eisenberg, and then the three glimpses of Wonder Woman? Be like, who's she fighting?
I think it was just one, right? Was it three?
She like, did some powers out of her hands. She got pushed
she reflected a blast for a bracelet.
Then she got knocked into the wall, and then she
was part of the one. Yeah, she got reflected a blast and then got knocked into that wall. I thought that was all one shot right there, right?
No, I think it was two. And then
I'm hearing a rumor that her and Batman are going to team up against Superman. I don't know, really. I know that the creator of Wonder Woman, he's not too happy. He's already talking negative about this Wonder Woman. He said he made Wonder Woman out to be not some warrior or nothing like that. I don't know why people keep making her out to be some warrior. I made her to be smart as like a doctor, a lawyer, and stuff like that or whatever, you know. And then he says something about seeing her new costume design now. It just makes me roll my eyes because he's just like... he's like, hey, I wish best luck for the film, but I didn't write Wonder Woman to be some warrior type character. I think she could be a lot stronger if she was actually smarter than just using her fist all the time.
Yeah. And we can pretty much both agree that literally Batman would have no shot in a fight with Superman.
I can't agree with that.
You can't. Well, I know there's kryptonite.
Ain't got to do shit with dude kryptonite. Batman beat Superman's ass plenty of times without kryptonite. Shit. I'll tell you this right now. I just reviewed Dark Knight Returns. You watch that animated film or whatever, and you see Batman holds Superman up. I tell you what, you get the biggest nerd bone you ever fucking had in your life. I'm sorry, but I don't like Superman, to be honest. I don't give a shit what he said. And then, you know, he has that same look on his fucking face throughout this whole trip, like he wants to fucking cry or something like that. It's just like, man, I hope Batman beat the shit out of your ass. And then you see shots of Red Sun Batman, which look cool.
Was that the ones in, when he's, like, fighting?
In the Middle East?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, oh, shoehorn fucking Amy Adams back in there.
Talking about that Hope shit, I'm just like, oh, God.
You're going back to that.
I was like, really? We're going back to the Hope shit? Come on now. Let's let that go now. Another thing, too, is the Hope. We saw the Kryptonite in the trailer. I'm hoping that they made that Kryptonite out of Zod's body or something like that.
Hmm? You saw a little glimpse of Zod, too.
Yeah, but people are saying that he might be Doomsday, too. They might use his genetics to make Doomsday or some shit like that.
Okay.
I'm hoping that they use his body, because in the books and stuff, the way Kryptonite came is it fell from their planet as well through the explosion, and it landed on Earth, and I'm just like, what a fucking coincidence that is. Earth is so close to Krypton, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we gotta wait till April or March?
March, I believe.
March. So we'll probably get two more trailers?
We'll probably get one around December.
Yeah. So, and then obviously...
Apparently there is a second trailer out already. It got, like, supposedly, like, an extra shot of Wonder Woman in front of it, but to me, it looked like the same damn thing, so...
And obviously we'll probably see one in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, what is that?
February.
Obviously, that'd be like the last one. So yeah, in fact, they might not even do a Super Bowl one. That'd be a waste of money.
Well, they got to try to top Marvel, so they got to put everything in.
They don't have to try to top Marvel. And first of all, they don't need to worry about fucking Marvel. They need to worry about their own goddamn thing. I hate when people bring up Marvel and DC in the same fucking thing.
Well, I think their mindset is they want to beat Marvel.
No, they don't want to beat Marvel. They want to fucking make more money than Marvel is what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Problem with that is y'all too late in the game. Shit. Marvel has already grossed over almost $5 billion, so.
And they're already going into phase 3.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, shit, they damn near finished, almost about to wrap itself up. DC just needs to worry about DC and do their own thing. Because, you know, obviously we probably know Marvel ain't going to be done forever or whatever, but phase 3 is getting ready to wrap or start, and pretty soon will be wrapped up by the time DC probably has about, what, 4 movies maybe at that time?
Yeah. Because the standalone Batman is supposed to come out in 2018.
Yeah, which I'm somewhat looking forward to until I heard Jeff Johns working on that as writer. I'm just like, ugh, fuck.
Yeah, Affleck's directing.
I don't give a fuck. Jeff Johns is on that shit. Do you know the fuck Jeff Johns is written?
Let me look.
Yeah, look that shit up, man. He wrote Justice League War. It was fucking terrible. He wrote fucking Arrow.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he wrote some of the worst fucking things you ever fucking saw. That dude's terrible.
Oh, God.
I'm hoping Ben Affleck, re-edits his script or something, because I don't trust that guy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But why is the Deadpool one got released like they did?
I don't know.
That was really hard to watch, Deadpool.
That trailer kicked ass, my favorite trailer.
That kicked ass from what I saw, but you know, without a high quality version. You know,
you could see it without a high quality version. What are you talking about?
Why no?
I saw the trailer like 5 times. That didn't look fine to me.
It was good. Maybe Ryan Reynolds redeemed himself, maybe.
Shit, maybe. It's a huge maybe. He needs to make some money, seriously. He made it quick, too.
But he's embracing it big time.
Yeah, well, this is his baby. He needs to embrace it. He has no choice but to embrace it.
You're right.
This is his last chance to get not only a critical success, but a financial success as well. He hasn't had either in quite some time now.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's February, so we should be seeing... That should be coming out soon.
That's one I'm most excited for next year.
Deadpool?
Deadpool.
Yeah.
Deadpool's gonna kick ass. I love that shit where he says, "Oh, you look like a Freddy Krueger face fucked the state of Utah map or something."
I did laugh at that line.
Or then he was just like, he says, "You big chrome cunt, you."
And that's a hard R. That's a rated R movie, right?
Oh fuck yeah! When he called Colossus a big chrome cunt, I started laughing at that. And then she's like, "What's your name?" He's like, "Nigga Death Cycle." He's like, "Nigga Death, who the shit? What?" That trailer kicked ass. I'm sorry, that trailer was awesome.
Yeah, that was. I really enjoyed that trailer too.
I'm curious to see how they. If they're gonna have him talking to the audience, breaking the fourth wall throughout the whole movie.
Yeah. That's out of the three, that's probably the best. That's obviously the best one.
That's what I said, and according to this poll, everyone agreed with that too as well. So, last question we got here is from Craig. He said, "Didn't hear if you guys like Spike Lee or not. I think the guy is a dickhead, not really a fan of his work."
He's a dick. Big dick.
He's a dick. He's probably the biggest directing dick.
And that's saying something with Tarantino around.
Yeah. Imagine if those two worked on a film together.
Oh my god.
That film would never get finished. What? It would never fucking get finished.
Oh my god, the ego would just clash.
I mean, the ego between those two men, I mean, Jesus Christ, they would blow your fucking mind away of how much shit they talk. I mean, Spike Lee talks more shit than Jesse Jackson. I mean, you know, you kind of want to root for him because at one point he was one of the top black directors or something like that, but man, he opens his mouth up on some stupid shit sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear about he tried to sue the Spike Channel for having his last name?
Yes.
What the fuck? I think the word Spike was around longer than you was fucking born, Spike Lee, man.
Yeah, I remember that. I'm like, oh my god.
Man, that dude is a fucking dick. I've seen him in interviews where he just went off on people. I mean, there was one particular where he went off on Michael Rapaport.
What? Why?
Man, you gotta watch this. I don't want to spoil it for you. This shit is hilarious as fuck, though. Like, you know what? Maybe I can find it. I'm gonna pull it up for you. But Spike Lee, I'll let you answer it first. Do you like him or not? I mean,
no. I mean,
are you a fan of his or what?
No, I'm not going to go rush out to watch one of his movies, and I don't remember the last movie he did.
Old Boy.
Old Boy.
You saw that, right?
Yeah, I've seen that.
What do you think of it?
I never saw the original, so I can't compare. It was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, Brolin, Elizabeth Olsen, Samuel, you know, cool.
Well, you know my feelings about the original when we did I Saw the Devil. I was like, it's kind of cartoonish in a way.
Yeah. But I, like,
there you go.
It was like this little niche place. It was like, you know, warehouses. It's good that I got there. police present.
Right.
So where was the police before Michael moved into Fort Greene? I mean, excuse me, Harlem.
Yeah.
What? Wow. People are missing the point. People are being displaced, and they never talked about the people who are forced to live out of their neighborhoods because of gentrification.
What do you say?
And then that thing that Mike Rapport is so lame.
That's
because I live in Upper East Side. So see, JC stopped rapping about Brooklyn. When's the last time JC lived in Marcy Project? When's the last time JC lived in Marcy Project?
Probably about 25 years ago. Right. Right.
So from now on, JC can't have any mention of Brooklyn. That is so ignorant that because I live in Upper East Side. That's fucking bullshit.
Is that white privilege talking?
Look, he's not even a good filmmaker, first of all.
Damn.
He's not a good filmmaker, so I don't know what he's talking about. I can live on the moon. Brooklyn's still gonna be inside of me.
Oh, that interview goes on, but I think that's pretty much it. I mean, right off the bat, you say, fuck Michael Rapport. You know what? All right, I got to say this. Watching that interview, I'm talking shit right now, but I probably would have said the same shit.
Yeah, you're right.
See, would I would have said that or not? You know me.
You would have said the exact same thing.
So never mind. Let me not say that. This is all you, Z. You answer that question.
No, I don't like Spike Lee. He really acts like he's like the best thing going.
Yeah.
And financially, if you look at his box office records, not too good.
He still got money though, so don't think that because his box office records ain't good or whatever shit that he ain't got money. I mean, you still get a check. It don't matter if you're fucking. Your movie don't succeed. You get a check for just doing it.
Yeah, you're right. And he's a name, but he's a name. You know, he's got some good movies, but it's his attitude.
Now I will say in this interview, I agree with Spike Lee 100%. Maybe probably not the best way to come out the bat. But then again, Michael Rapport did say some shit. He was like, oh, Spike Lee live on the Upper Side. That was kind of fucking ignorant, to be honest. Damn, it's hard to quote him this because I would have said the exact fucking same thing. Been like, oh, P1 lives and, you know, blah, 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 whatever and shit. I'd have been like, hey, you are fuck Michael Rapport. Who the fuck you think you're talking to? So yeah, never mind. I went with Z a little bit. I think sometimes Spike Lee tends to look out to start some shit most of the time.
Yeah.
Remember, and this was last year that this interview happened too. This was I want to say in the summer of last, right around this time too. Actually, I remember when I watched that last year, it was having my laugh off. I remember he got into it with Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry put him in his place. He gets into it with a lot of fucking people. As a filmmaker, I do enjoy some of his films, but sometimes I wish he would just shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's sometimes when he does say something, I go like, oh, that's good, Spike Lee stand up. Actually, he actually makes sense, whatever. I think the brother is smart. I just think he, I think he has a P1 way of expressing his smartness. By awfully off the bat saying, fuck you. So, he gets a little, he gets defensive quicker than he does defending his statements. And it kind of makes him seem the aggressor.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes him look like the bad guy, but if off the bat, if he would just like explain his reason instead of starting off with a fuck you, damn, it's like I'm giving myself advice right now. then I think he wouldn't be known as this aggressive kind of guy or whatever and shit, but
mm-hmm.
Craig and Z, you're right though, he is a dickhead,
but his attitude overshadows his work.
Oh, definitely. I would agree completely. I think the person, when you hear Spike Lee, you think of, you're going to get some political shit or some crazy shit or something like that. You don't really think of what good he could bring to a film. You always think about his political shit. He's going to try to involve in there or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or him trying to message.
Yeah.
But, what do you think of that interview?
Well, I'm going to have to look it up and then listen to it. But Rappaport does speak his mind a lot, and I know he puts his foot in his mouth way too many times, so...
You know, it seemed like he was trying to be funny, trying to be like comedic or whatever, stuff like that, but Michael Rappaport, we're going to advise, Spike Lee is not the person to try to do your stand-up on, especially when you're talking about something serious that Spike Lee is on. That's a no.
Yeah.
You will never hear the end of that shit.
And who cares where he sits at a fucking Knicks game?
Okay. He didn't have money 20 years ago. He's got money now. All right. Well, big deal. Yeah, like you said.
I mean, you think Jack Nicklaus sat at the...
He lives in... It's like, I agree with Spike Lee on that because it's like, okay, so Spike Lee is defending Brooklyn on regentrification and in the streets of Brooklyn. Spike Lee can't talk about that because he lives in the rich part of it now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why is that a problem, to be honest, but...
Yeah.
Wow, we got political on this show. I don't like that. I try to stay away from politics on every show we do on this goddamn site, so...
Yeah.
And see, you didn't drag me into this shit now. Look at you now. You fucked up again, man.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. It's all Craig's fault. Who blame him?
Alright.
Well, people, that is the show.
Is it?
Yeah, that has been the show. That has been the Warriors and Spike Lee. Yeah, Spike Lee should have directed the Warriors.
Oh, God. How many freaking hidden messages would be in that movie?
I would have loved to see Spike Lee direct the Butler.
Oh, he would have made freaking... Oh, God, he would have made him a hero.
Yeah, exactly. You know he would have, because I almost guarantee Spike Lee said the same shit that I said about that fucking movie. It's like, ain't no fucking way. Damn, me and Spike Lee are still going, oh, good lord, that's scary. That's really scary.
Man. He's your doppelganger.
I'll never be a director now. I already know where my films are going to go. Having a message.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess Spike Lee is my doppelganger, huh? Awesome. He's about the same height as me, so yeah, that'll work.
That's it.
Well, people, that has been Throwback Tuesday. The 108. I'm your spoiler host with the most. The phenomenal one, of course.
And this is Z.
Yes, and Z's late ass with his fucking lagging ass, whatever. He's leaving or whatever and shit. Him and his lagging ass audio and his lagging ass show he did or whatever and shit. Whatever, man. You're lagging your ass off. Wake your ass up, shit.
I'm up.
Inject some serum of tequila in your fucking veins if you have to. I don't give a shit what you do. Get it together next time. Fuck, man. Bring some fucking energy next time or something. God, all this talk about Spike Lee is you.
Yeah.
Alright. Later, bro.
See ya.
Are the armies of the night.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
The Furies. The Boppers. The Hi-Hats. The Lizzies. The Turnbull ACs. The Gramercy Riffs.
Riffs!
And these are the Warriors.
We know about the Warriors. They're a heavy outfit.
They're from Coney Island.
Warriors? You guys are the big dudes, huh?
Now, they're in the Bronx.
We're going back.
27 miles behind enemy lines.
It's the only choice we got.
Between them and safety stand 20,000 cops. And 100,000 sworn enemies.
I want them all. I want all the Warriors.